Transfiguration. As defined in our last audio, transfiguration is an exalted and glorified spiritual change, a great metamorphosis. What is actually occurring in this transfiguration is that you are moving from a third density body into a beautiful new light body. What is light body? Many people talk about light body, but it is never defined. Basically, and very simply put, your light body is your energy field, your own personal energy bubble, that energy field which surrounds you individually and alone. This energy field is moving up in frequency, higher than it has ever been, which, as some people may state, is moving you from third dimension to fourth dimension. But in truth, you are now moving into fifth dimensional energies. At this frequency, your energy body is changing, and as it does so, all of your experiences in this world are going to change also. These experiences are required to change because with this change in energy body or light body, is a change in consciousness that happens naturally. It is a higher form of consciousness. It is not necessarily better. It is just at a higher frequency where greater perceptions and a larger picture is able to be seen and experienced. As these frequencies change in your biology, your physical form, changes happen in its structure and its chemistry. It moves from an electromagnetic field to a magnetic field, to eventually to a plasma field. These different frequencies do not allow old habit patterns and old belief systems to move on with you. Included in these belief systems and old patterns are identities. All your identities will be, in a way, stripped away, not ripped from you, but gradually they will dissolve, and you will move into these changes and just simply feel weird as you move through this metamorphosis. This will take place over time, and for each individual, the length of human time will be determined by you and your current state of being. The idea is that this metamorphosis takes place as easily and as smoothly as possible, without disrupting your functionality and your experience. So it is not intended to be traumatic, so that the human mind can morph into this new transfiguration and allow these changes and the moving of your identity into a greater picture, being connected with your own inner source to a different identity that has nothing to do with all of your human patternings. As your light body develops, it has a natural maturation process. Each individual has their own timing, but each individual will go through something similar. But the way they experience it will be absolutely different based upon their old programming from this lifetime and anything that's in the soul memory that needs to be cleared so that this transfiguration can take place. So understand, all the changes are similar, but individual changes are unique. The energy fields are changing the same for everyone, yet differently. Allowing these changes rather than fighting them is going to benefit you in the way that you experience it. Fighting them would look like resisting, trying to run old patterns or find things that will make everything feel familiar to you as it has your whole life thus far. Allowing looks like, oh, this is what I'm going through. Yes, it's weird. Yes, it's uncomfortable. Sometimes my human is freaking out, and sometimes it is a little bit overwhelmed with anxiety. But this is okay. Everything is going to work out. Imagine that you are a caterpillar, and your DNA has said that you are going to be a beautiful butterfly. When you go into the cocoon, it will seem a little scary because you are used to crawling around the trees and eating the leaves. Now you are going to be isolated in this silk net that you cannot leave. And you do not know how long it will be. You just have to trust that the time will come and the cocoon will open and you will be different. Reborn. As you sit in this silken cocoon, your mind may wander, it may worry, it may be concerned, it may be fearful. Will I ever get out of this? Will I ever want or desire anything again? What will happen to my human life? These are all normal, common. And allowing is just to say, oh, this is my mind activating, worrying, trying to control and maintain its position. I allow this to occur freely and watch my mind act out without participating. You sit in the cocoon and you wait and you wait, and then one day a part of you breaks out of the cocoon. But as you feel the air and the sunlight, you realize that your body is different. And you actually have wings. You have legs, but they are different. You have antenna that you didn't have before. What do I do with these wings, you might ask? And then the cocoon fully opens, and without thought, without fear, you fly. We would say to you, be patient, allow, and that which is yours will emerge from the cocoon in a way that you never expected, and you will fly without effort. Be patient, accept, allow, and observe. Your transfiguration is occurring and does not need you, your personality, or your mind to do what it is destined to do.